Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily down trial. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so scarcely forgotten their God. While he warned up the danger that lies in their path, but they heed not the mercy and the evil its wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their heart will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus, they daily down trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world, but what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and greed will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world, so what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily down trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily down trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is a nigh at the door. Men will be lovers of self more than lovers of God. Filled with vain pride, earthly pleasures have thrown down the way. But if we're his children, we must bear the chastising rod. For those that he loves, he'll teach them to trust and obey. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. They often grow weary and so often they lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. We're too near the end of the way. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glory.
glorious morning is coming, is nigh at the door.
Some people believe that its coming is still far away.
They often grow weary and so often they lay down the load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your lucha, we're too near the end of the way.
So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than never before.
He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door.
So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning.
His coming is nigh at the door.
The handwriting's on the wall. Can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be waiting the balance and find one thing. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. But there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. The handwriting's on the wall. Can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be waiting the balance and find one thing. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. The handwriting's on the wall. Can't you see it? The message tells a story again today. Don't be weighing the balance and found wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. That's the truth. That's just bumping there, bumping right into it.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life, Lord, for another good night's rest, Lord. We just pray you just continue to do it as you see fit. We just pray continue to lead and guide us by that of your Spirit, Lord. In these closing days of time, help us to be aware of the hour we're now living in. Help us to be able to express to people that they need to be awake because we're going to jump right into that. The judgment day of the Lord, the judgment day of Christ, and people are not ready yet, Lord, but we just pray and help us to stay awake, just be sober and vigilant, and just keep warning people, just keep sending it out there, Lord. What people do with it, that's their business, but we just want to just be found faithful to do and to let people aware of the hour that we're now living in, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's the spirit of the age, you know. The Bible was written before the foundation of the world. The blueprint was established. Everything was established, and people seem to think because we got it so good here in this country, down here gone here at war, but we don't really have never been in a war here in this country, and we're not in our generation, and that kind of people take it for granted that's the way it's always going to be. That's the way it's been since we were young, and that's just the way it has to be, you know. They just kind of be lulled to sleep, and like I say, we used to have a lot of people listening in, but I guess the message that we put out there, a lot of it is doom and gloom, but it's reality. It's just, we're telling people the truth. We're living in the day of the coming of the Lord. We're living in the day of the judgment seat of Christ, where God is coming down and he's gonna, the judgment day is coming. Mm-hmm. We're gonna bump right into it. That's how disasters come. We're talking about that ice storm that came through here a few years ago. It was just ordinary day, and all of a sudden, overnight it came, and the whole countryside was paralyzed. No hydro, no nothing. The roads were closed, the gas stations were closed. All of a sudden, you're at the mercy of the elements, you know. People had everything, the rug was pulled out from everybody, right from under their feet, and all of a sudden you stood there completely paralyzed. And that's what happened down in Texas when that flood came in. When those flood waters came in overnight and just swept everything away. People were sleeping in their camper, and the water came and just took that whole camper right down to the creek. And there were people just died and were drowned in that flood water. So that's the way the judgment day of the Lord is going to come. All of a sudden, here it'll be, and we're going to bump right into it. And we're just trying to warn people of what's coming, because we're aware of it. We're living in the reality. And just because people don't like to hear what we're saying, we're obligated to warn people and to tell people of the day and hour we're living in, because we know exactly right to the day where we're living. We don't know the day of that rapture, but I guarantee you, we know exactly where we are in time. And when we realize to you and I, it's so real, because we've been over it and over it and over it, time and time and time again. Bob God, back in that great council of the Ephesians 1, he made a blueprint and he took everything right down, right to the day. And then he gave us the revelation of that midnight cry, which we keep saying it over and over again. But you got to repeat these things, because people that just hear us and they don't take it to heart. It's just over their head. And we keep saying about February the 28th, 1963 was the midnight of Laodicea. And we keep saying them, the church age of Laodicea, it began in 1906. To you and I, it's so real. And we're just the 1963 came, and here came that big cloud up in the sky, and here came down those seven angels and met Brother Brenham out and Sabina Canyon, and it just happened because it was predestined, ordained of God before the foundation of the world, that on that specific day, on that specific month, on that specific minute, exactly right then and there, will come that midnight cry. That midnight there was a cry, and then we know that at 57 years to the midnight cry, you come to 2021, and it's hid from the world and from the wise and from the prudent, but God has revealed it to babes such as will learn, because back in Daniel, he said, when Daniel's all this anonymous about the end time, about the judgment of the Lord, about all these beasts and all these horrible things he saw, he was so perplexed in his spirit that he couldn't eat for days. He was just weak. And then he was wondering what's going to be about this thing. And he just said, God told him, the wise shall understand. There'll be a group of people. There'll be you and me in the end time. And those that happen to believe us, they'll know, the wise shall understand. Daniel, there'll be a people in the end time that's going to know exactly what you're seeing here. And that's all that mattered. And you and I, we happen to know throughout with that midnight cry, the fact that we've been reading our Bible all our life, because when the Lord saved me back in 71, he moved on me to be up before 6 to read the Bible and to keep that as a main target. Of course I didn't do it every day, but I did it sometimes, but it was my main objective growing up, that I would get up and read the Bible, and I read it maybe seven or eight times. I just kept reading it and reading it. A lot of things I didn't understand, but I kept reading it and reading it, and eventually I began to understand some things. And then, by the grace of God, he brought me to the ministry of Brother Branham, and then to the ministry of Brother Jack. I was led and guided by his Spirit, because I knew that one of the first things he told me, saying, I can only reward you what you've allowed me to do to you. So you get out of the way and let me use your whole makeup, and at the end of the day, you'll get a reward. And that's what you and I have been doing. Then he brings you on board, and he tells me, without Lorraine, there is no program. Without you, I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't get nothing off the ground. Here I'd be sitting by myself, couldn't do nothing. But then the Lord comes on the scene. Now is the time to pick up Lorraine and to do this thing together. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're doing it every morning. And then we used to do it once a week. And then he moved on us to do it every day. That's what we're doing. We're just pulling that stream, and we're trying to wake up the people of the coming of the Lord. The judgment day is coming. Everything that is in the scripture is going to happen exactly the way it said, and we got it right down to the day, and it's written in such a way, it's a complete foolproof system. I get myself sometimes into trouble by telling people that about the rapture, it's going to happen such and such, but that's not my objection. My objection is that midnight cry, and then 2015, October the 15th, 2015, is when that Laodicea church age was over and done with. The seventh seal was opened up, and the week of Daniel began. And anybody that's been going to, took a great education, can start counting from October the 15th, 2021, and you count 7 years. And then you're going to see, you're going to know. It's in the spirit. You're going to know that Satan is tied up and he's gone to hell, him and his demons. And then there's 30 days for the day of the Lord. That's that judgment that's coming. That's that day of the Lord that we're all talking about, that the Bible talks about. Jeremiah talks about it. Isaiah talks about it. All these prophets of old talked about the day of the Lord, the coming of that great judgment day where his lips are going to shake. It's the wrath of the Lamb. Nobody's ever seen the wrath of the Lamb. We've seen the wrath of God, but nobody has ever seen the wrath of the Lamb, where for 30 days it's just pure, the wrath of the Lamb, where they'll say to the mountains, fall on us and to the rocks, cover us from him, from that wrath of the Lamb, because it's coming up the road. And all we're doing, we're just trying to warn people to get that to reality and prepare for that day of the Lord, not just push it aside and just ignore it and ignore what we're saying because, that guy's at it again, his doom and gloom. No, it's very real to you and I, because we can see, we can count the days. You can go and count it like we said it over and over again. And then 2021, October the 15th, 2021, that's exactly when that week of Daniel started. And the week is 7 years. It's just that simple. And when the 7 years expire, he breaks it down in the Bible, the book of Revelation breaks it down in 1,260 days. And then it breaks it down into 42 months. That's exactly 7. He put them together and he come out exactly 7 years. And then the day the Lord kicks in. It's so simple to do that because we've been over and over again. And because Daniel, back in the day, that angel told Daniel, at the end time, their wise will understand. And we actually do more than understand. To what it's not only understanding, to you and I, it's so living and it's so alive. And so living in that we're coming right down to the day. Like I keep saying over and over again, I get myself into trouble from time to time trying to hurry it up, but I don't know the rapture. I really don't, because the Bible says no man knows the day or the hour. But we can get via the scripture, we can tell you for sure when that everybody knows that's been in this message and that's been listening to us, know that on February the 20th, 1963, that was the middle of Laodicea. And once you know the middle, you know the beginning, then you know the end of it. It's just that simple. It's a foolproof system, because when the Bible says, the wise shall understand, there will be a people that will understand. And just like Jesus said to his disciples when they asked him, will you at that time once again restore Israel? Well, just by the question, it lets you and I know there's coming a day, there's coming a time, because he did deny the fact that there will come a day when he'll once again start to restore Israel. He just didn't tell him. He just let him know, hey, I'm just paraphrasing. It's not going to happen in your lifetime. It's going to happen way 2,000 or more years beyond our time, their time back then. So it's really not for you to know. But then he said, paraphrasing it, it's for people to know that will be living in that time frame. And then you and I, we happen to be living in that time frame, and we happen to know right to the day when God will once again restore Israel. And that he started to restore Israel on October 15, 2021, and like I keep saying it over and over and over again, and you have to say it over and over again, because you're living in a world of deluge. You're living in a world that's been blinded with, they think that's the way it's supposed to be, the way it is now. Everything hunky-dory, everything good, just like it was in the days of Noah. The birds were singing, everything was just normal. And then one day there came a drop. Never a drop before that time, because the water came up from the dew, from the ground. Never a drop of rain that fell out of the sky prior to that first drop of rain. And then the next 40 days it rained, and it took them all away. Just overnight it came, without even asking, because the time has, the day has come, like it says here, and when we sing that song, quickly the days that are numbered pass by. See, the days are numbered. People, you got to keep saying it. You got to keep repeating it, because we're living in a world of delusion. We're living in a world that doesn't want to know the truth. But it says, quickly the days that are numbered. If you read it closely, slowly, quickly the days that are numbered pass by. The days are numbered. Mm-hmm. Everything is numbered. Everything is down to 1,260 days. Then it brings it into 42 months. Then it brings it into the 30 days. Then it brings it into the 45 days, the 75 days. And then it's completed. And then the millennium sets in. It's all programmed, all prophesied before the foundation of the world, when God made that blueprint. And then throughout time he brought it to the prophets, and the prophets brought it down to put it into word form. And now we can go back and we can read about the day of the Lord. We can read about the judgment seat is coming.
And a lot of people, they don't want to hear a message about that judgment is coming. And it turns people off. They say, you're just a doom and gloom prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see in the Bible, that's what they called Noah, a doom and gloom prophet, because nobody believed him. So they obviously called him a doom and gloom prophet, because he was prophesying there is a flood coming. He's letting people know there's a flood coming and making the preparations for it. In the same way with the Old Testament prophets, they were all warning of the dispersion of Assyria coming and taking out the 10 northern tribes, and then the Babylonians coming and taking Jerusalem. These things were all prophesied, but people choose not to want to believe it, that day is coming, and that it is all designed because of wickedness. When you will look at the whole plan of God, he's got a whole plan going. It's not something that just happens every day is another day coming and it just goes on and on and on and on. It's not. Every day is numbered, like the song said, numbered. Everything is numbered. Like the 6,000 years of man. That's all a mapped out plan of God. When you look at creation, you have 6 days of creation. You have the seventh day of rest. Mm-hmm. That's how it works, with 6 days of man here on earth, and then the millennium kingdom. That day of rest will come, and it's all planned out. Now, every generation that had judgment, there was a warning call. God never ever brought in judgment without not first giving a warning call so people can prepare themselves. He's done it in the days of Noah. He's done it with the prophets. He's done it with Jesus when he told them about the destruction of Jerusalem coming because of the nation of Israel rejected Jesus. He told them what will happen. When you will see the army encamping, know that the time is here that you need to get out of Jerusalem because destruction is coming. And he warned them of these things. The same way when you will look at the Gentile hour here, the last church age of Laodicea, there was a prophet on the scene to warn people of the coming of judgment because it was all heading towards that. Have you ever watched a rain, and when there's a heavy rain and you're standing beside a river, you can literally see the river rising? See, that's judgment coming. You can literally see it coming because of sin, of wickedness, and people have, like it says, a nation that has forgotten how to pray. Mm-hmm. People don't pray anymore. They don't seek God anymore because you have life insurance, you have house insurance, you have weather insurance, you have all kinds of insurance going, so people do not need to go on their knees and ask God and see if there's something in their lives that they need clear up so that God can have a clear channel in their life and he's going to take care of things because it's in his word. That's who God is. But there are conditions in his word. He just doesn't shower his protection on you just because that's who God should be. No, there are conditions everywhere you look. If you walk in my ways, I will bring none of these diseases on you. All these pestilence. If you do this, if you make the Most High God your dwelling place, there will no pestilence come nor near your dwelling. The fowler will not be able to get you. These things are all in his word, but there's conditions. So that's why there's always been a warning call. Every generation had their warning call, and if people would only listen, they could prepare themselves for that day coming, because there is a day of judgment coming. I saw it the other day. You know, we see it in writing in the Bible, in the book of Revelations. It's written about judgment, and we know there are going to be, we're going to be judged. We're going to be before all our deeds will come before us, our conscience, and the deeds and the things that we've done are going to be brought back to our remembrance, and that's what's really going to be what's going to judge us, is what we have done with our lives. You know, it's not God is going to judge you there. It's what we have done with our lives is what's going to judge us. So that's why it's important to seek God and to do everything we possibly can to walk in his ways, so that when that day comes, there's only going to be things that brought to you that are good, that he can look at in favor. But that's why Jesus came, you know, but still the blood of Jesus covers sins. But it doesn't mean that it covers all the sins of the wicked. It covers the sins of those that have repented and acknowledged their sins. That's what the blood of Jesus covered. He doesn't cover sins that are not repented.
For you and I, it's so simple, but to try to put it out there for people to get to understand, like you were saying, that if you don't repent of your sin, how can God forgive you? I mean, the thing is done. That what Jesus did at Calvary was salvation for every human being that's ever been and will ever be. But if people don't accept that invitation, if people don't accept that salvation message, if people haven't done nothing, towards your salvation. God can't do nothing about it. But the thing of it is, you have to go back to the early church to find the blueprint, what it really means to be born again. Because back then it was real, but what people don't realize, like the apostles warned, after our departure, grievous wolves will come in, and they're going to make and twist that whole thing completely up. By the time 300 years later, there was no sign of being born again. Because Satan has come in, and he has hijacked it, and he has infiltrated it. And today, people, they think all you got to go, like we're coming out of that hutter, I think, they think all that has to be done, you just go through this, when you come up to 20 years old or so, they go through the baptism rigmarole, and it's Satan's hijacked idea about being born again. To be born again, you got to go back to the early church to find out the blueprint, and we've been saying it over and over again. You got to go back to Acts 2 verse 38. You first got to repent of your sins. And that new modern Satan's counterfeit baptism, you don't even have to repent. You just have to go through this rigmarole, like for instance, for the Hutterites, when you come up to a certain age, you got to go around 7 weeks, and it's only a form of godliness, but you got to go back to the real thing, to the blueprint. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by immersion, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and then the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. That's the true blueprint for Christianity and for being born again. But like I say, Satan throughout the ages has completely fabricated it, completely hid this thing throughout the dark ages, and then the reformers came in. But Martin Luther was barely speaking before Satan began to infiltrate it again. And then they brought in John Wesley to move it ahead, and they brought in William Branham. Today, the church world, there's no sign of no William Branham, nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Branhamites, they make it so polluted, and they have absolutely only one mission to say, once Brother Jack Branham went off to say, to talk about Brother Jack's, but they'll do exactly the opposite. They'll do exactly what the devil did in the early church, trying to hide the fact from that you must be born again, like he told Nicodemus, and the only way to be born again is like it says in Acts 2:38. Satan, down through time, has twisted everything, and then like I say, when Brother Branham goes off the scene, the Lord takes him, then along comes Brother Jack, and then the Branhamites do exactly what the church did back in the early church, back when the apostles warned, after our departure, the grievous wolves come in. Well, the grievous wolves were here. They were, as soon as Brother Branham goes off to say, the biscuits of this world and the Earl Roberts of this world and all these people trying to hide the fact that some people, they didn't believe God sent the prophet, and then the people that were under the umbrella of Brother Branham, they just did everything they possibly could to hide the fact that God is now working through the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jacks. And then now Raymond M. Jacks goes off to see, they'll do everything to hide the fact that this here is now it. Now there's only one thing left open. That's the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're just doing our job. We're just doing something that the Lord has haunted us out to do from before the foundation of the world. And we just keep saying about that midnight cry. The Lord gave you and I the revelation of that midnight cry. And if you don't have the revelation of that midnight cry, if you don't as much as listen to what we have to say concerning that midnight cry, the whole entire is completely a dark picture. It's just a picture of confusion. You've got to have, and you've got to believe the fact that on February the 28th, 1963, was the middle of Leda's year. If you don't have that in your makeup and your physical makeup, you are absolutely not going to believe a word we're saying. All you got to do is believe it, and God will do the rest, and then here comes the 3.5 years or thereabout, the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then if you accept that, somehow God will make a way that you will be spared from this judgment that's looming on the horizon. It's just up the road. We're just going to, one day, the whole world, they're just going to bump right into it, and they don't even know what happened.
Noah and his family, they did not face judgment because they believed the word of God. They did not face judgment. The wicked face judgment. That's the same way with people that believe in the righteousness for their day and hour. The message for their day and hour will not face judgment. And at the end of the millennium, that is when all the dead, the wicked dead will be resurrected and the books will be opened. And they are going to be judged according to what the evilness that they have done here on earth. See, that's why it's all a program of God of redemption. When sin came into the picture, it was all circling towards redemption. And that's why Jesus had to come to redeem everything back to God. But then in the same token, there is going to be wickedness that needs to be cleaned up. And it's that wickedness that's going to be judged. See, the righteous will not need to be judged. People that have done what they need to do here on earth while that time was available will not face judgment. It is the wicked who've not done anything that will face that judgment.
They have not really accepted the word. They have not really accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. They have not taken on that gift of salvation that Jesus came and hung out to everybody. Now it's whosoever will, whosoever will, whosoever is a thirst, whosoever here, let's say, come. It's just a matter of believing. It has always been right. You can go back in biblical history. You can go back to the days of Noah. They believed Noah, and they went into the ark, and Noah believed God. It's all about belief. When everything is done and the dust is settled, it's all about the belief, the message for your day. Abraham believed God and was reckoned unto him as righteous. All you got to do is believe what we've been trying to say here for the last 30 years. We're not just playing a game. We're not just stupid preacher out here trying to make a living, trying to put something out there to attract the crowd. We're being here because we've ordained of God to do exactly what we're doing. And we're doing the best that we know how, because we have to depend on the Lord. We say, Lord, use us for your glory. There's nothing in us that can produce anything here, especially here in these closing days of time, where everything is so confused, where everything is so dark, where everything is so abysmal. But we have a message, we have a warning to send out there. The day of the Lord, the coming of the Lord. It's all counted. It's all, the days are numbered. It's passing by. And we just keep singing these songs and we keep repeating a lot of them. And we keep repeating ourselves, because Peter said, we know that you know these things, but because of the spirit of the age, a devil is working overtime to try to hide every word we're saying. And you say it one day, the next day, the devil has already taken it and try to hide it. But that's why we keep repeating it and repeating ourselves, so that you, because you, people said, we know that you know these things, but it has to become established in your heart. It has to become just to real, to, as real to you as this to us. It's more real than reality itself. Like you were saying, you saw that judgment seat coming. You saw that flood coming. And we saw when we look back, and we look back and we see that ice storm coming through town here. And when we look on the news and the internet and we see that flood coming in down in Texas and just took that whole campsite, completely wiped it out, and all the people that went with it. We see these things. To you and I, these things are so real. Yeah, just because they're not here yet. But they're coming. You're just going to bump right into it and you won't even know that it's there.
It says in John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me had everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. See, there is a place where you don't have to face God's wrath and the wrath of the Lamb. If you believe the righteousness for your day and hour, there is a righteousness. There is the truth for your day and hour. That when people believed in the days of Noah, what Noah had to say, they wouldn't have had to pass into condemnation. The same way with people in the destruction of Jerusalem. Those that believed that Jesus did not have to be destroyed in the destruction of Jerusalem. And the same way here, people who have believed the prophet, in the prophet of this age, and then continued on the righteousness of God. It's not just sitting there in a church organized religion and saying you're a message believer. It's moving on with the message of God, what God is doing in the present time, in the righteousness for your day and hour, so that you can be prepared when that day does come.
You can educate yourself through the ministry of life. Imagine living and his life here without the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson, all the tremendous revelations that he brought, a spiritual gold mine of spiritual wealth, like it says in the Bible, and there is hidden all these mysteries, all these things are hidden. A lot of it is hidden under the ministry of Brother Jackson and all these brethren. They're missing all that. They were robbed. So I need dirt. By the donkeys in the pulpit that think they're just doing that to just try to hijack what God was doing through the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson and trying to hide the fact that God used Raymond M. Jackson to continue on with that program. And now the Jacksonites, they're going to be doing the same thing. They're going to make sure that people don't believe you and I because that's the way the devil does. Mm-hmm. He always tries to hide, and that's why it's always been. Always been the message for you today, like back in the days of Jesus. He that believes on him whom God has said, he that believes on me has eternal life. He that believes on me will not come into condemnation. And then he says, he that believes on them whom I will send. And he sent throughout the grace age, we've been over it and over again, throughout the grace age, he sent these seven church age messengers. And anybody that believes that according to the scripture, they did not come into condemnation because of what Jesus said. He that believes on them whom I will send. And he sent Paul and Irenaeus and Columbo, and he sent all these people. But you and I, we've educated ourselves because we were willing to be learned. We were willing to be taught. We were willing to listen to them. Be one of those that are wise and hidden from the wise and the prudent, and has revealed them unto babes such as would learn. And the only credit that we can give to anybody is the ministry of Raymond, Brother Branham, and then Raymond M. Jackson and Chicago. We were willing to be taught, and the thousands upon thousands of these Branhamites out there beating their gums together, week after week, because they have nothing to teach the people, because they were not willing to be taught. You and I were willing to be taught. When we were done with Brother Branham, the Lord took us to the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson, simply because we were willing to be taught, and now we're putting out that he has honed us out, he has truthed us, he has tested us, and now he has honed us out to do what? To deliver that living water, and to invite people to the marriage supper of the Lamb, because, believe you me, it's coming up the road here. It's the only exit route out of this hell that's coming, and then if you don't accept that, then you're going to have to go to the Gulliton. Because to you and I, that program is so simple. Back in the day when I was young, when I read these things, when I read the book of Revelation, I didn't know what I was reading, but I just read it and read it. But now I look back and it, to me, it's the living word of God. It's been blueprinted. It's been ordained from before the foundation of the world. When you go back to Ephesians, when God, that great eternal spirit, made that blueprint, and when he was done with that big blueprint, he stretched out his arm, his head, he's going to see to it that everything is going to go according to that blueprint. And we see it throughout the ages. We see these wars, and we see these rumors of war. We see what's happening in Israel, because the devil, he's trying to stop that blueprint from going ahead. For you and I, it's so very simple. That's why you're going to see that civil war in America, because the devil behind it, George Washington had a vision of what's going to come over America. And the devil knows it too. And what he's trying to do, he's trying to stop God's program from moving ahead. But at the end of the day, it's going to go exactly the way God had it back then, that blueprint in Ephesians chapter 1. You got to go read it over and over again and to see the reality, how real it is when God puts out his word and he's made that blueprint and he said he's going to see to it that it's going to be executed exactly right to the T. And then you have an arch enemy trying to stop it, trying to stifle it. That's where all these words come from. All these words are about is just the devil trying to stop God's program from moving ahead. But it'll go regardless what anybody does, whether people believe it or not. It's all about believing. What we're saying here is going to happen. That's exactly what we're saying here. There'll be 7 years, and then after the 7 years, you're going to have the 30 days of the judgment of the Lord, like I say, when the mountains will, they'll say to the mountains, follow us, hide us from him, the wrath of the Lamb. And that's just about the simplest we can put it. And you're going to hear it right here. You're going to hear it right. You won't have to guess around. I'm going to pray.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks, Lord, for every generation that you have given a message to, and those that believe, Lord, you saw through that judgment that came, Lord. So we pray, Lord, that you'll open up the hearts of the people for them to realize that you did send a warning in this day and age, that for people to prepare themselves and to make ready, because every message that you send was for each generation to prepare themselves for that hour. So we pray that you would open the hearts and the minds of people for them to hear and to see what you've done in this hour and to prepare themselves. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.